Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here. Oh, Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. Man, we got just a gazillion. That's a technical word. It's absolutely a scientific word. Gazillion. Free, fun, and informative hypnosis training videos for you. You can access anytime on calbanyan.com. Go there. And you know what? You're going to learn something. And I'm so honored to have these co-hosts that bring these subject ideas, these questions from different groups around on the internet and that kind of thing. And today, we're going to talk about something that I wouldn't have thought to bring up. Erica said, you know what? Some of these folks, they come in and they just tell the same story over and over again that they've told 100 times. It's really what they say to themselves over and over again. And unless we get them to stop that tape, cut that tape, whatever, they're just not going to get what they want. All right, let me introduce you to Erica. Erica Flint is a rising star in the profession. She started off in a totally different profession as a software engineer, professional problem solver, Silicon Valley kind of person. And for some reason, she thought something like, I wonder what it would be like to work with the greatest, most powerful computing engine in the world. And she started thinking about doing hypnosis and working on programming and deprogramming the human mind for success. And so she took a course locally where she's at. It didn't really give her everything she wanted. So then she got our 5-Path 2.0 DVD set, and then things clicked. She started seeing clients. She even went through our live class by online. You remember, you can do that with us. And she's just been rocking and socking since then. You know what? She's gone from beginner hypnotist to full-time professional to being someone who speaks at the National Guild of Hypnotists Convention to being a co-host to being a trainer. Now she's training, certifying other hypnotists in our programs. How you doing, Erica?
Hi, Cal. Thank you. Thanks for having me. I'm just having a lot of fun doing these podcasts with you. So as smiling and happy as you were talking there. So let me tell everybody about you, Cal. Cal is the hypnosis celebrity, and not just because of all of these wonderful training videos that he's produced to date. I think we're around 400 and maybe we're at 444. I like those triple digits, so maybe that's what we're at today. We're close if we're not at 444. He is the hypnosis celebrity because he's won nearly every single award in the profession from the National Guild of Hypnotists, which is the oldest and largest hypnosis professional organization in the world. He's an author, and he's appeared on television and radio promoting hypnosis, promoting his books. One of my favorite books, The Secret Language of Feelings, which I give to nearly every client. He is the expert person that people in the profession go to for hypnosis and training. And he is the person, the authority on hypnosis that works. He's still teaching and training. He's still making public appearances, and he's still doing all sorts of amazing things. I'm looking forward to seeing him at the convention. He's had a huge impact on my practice. Once I learned his 5-Path DVD training set, I feel confident seeing clients right out of the gate, and I've been doing that ever since. So thanks for having me here today, Cal. How are you doing?
Awesome. I've got the air conditioning on because it's like, I don't know, like 90 degrees out there. And I'm just looking forward to this podcast. And, you know, this word podcast, I mean, this video recording, this hypnosis training, I should stop using the word podcast. It is just a new episode. Start us off.
Yeah, that's a good point. I like that better too, the new episode. So the episode today is about when your client comes in the door and they're just telling you that same old story. And you can tell they've told this story 1,000 times. They are connected to this story. They identify with this story. And so we as hypnotists, it's very important to help break that story, break that cycle for the client, right? So here's one of the things that I will do, and this usually takes place in the hypnosis pre-talk, okay? So the hypnosis pre-talk, this is before you do hypnosis with your client that day. This usually will happen in the very first session when I have a client, but sometimes they'll start telling you their story later on too, and some people who tell their stories have multiple stories that they will tell you. So at any rate, there you are, and your client is telling you a story. And you can tell that they are connected to this story. And here's what I like to do. I like to say, all right, thank you for telling me that, but stop telling that story. You're here to make a change in your life. And I can tell you that through the power of hypnosis and the work that you and I are going to do together, that's going to be the old story for you. Things can be different. So I want you to start thinking about what your new story looks like and getting them thinking about how things can be different, right? So really identifying that that's the old way. And now we're going to create together a new story for you. So what do you think about that, Cal?
I'm thinking, do you ever use the high road, low road universal pattern script?
Absolutely.
Don't they just tell you what the low road is and the high road is with this technique you're using?
Say again?
Their old story, they tell over and over and over, that's the low road, right?
Absolutely. That is the low road. Yeah. So the thing that they're doing all the time, right? And then the high road is how things are going to be different, right? I think that that's a very powerful technique that you can use to, you know, basically amplify everything that you're telling your client, right? This, I've had many clients, and you probably have had too, who are very specifically attached to their story. Has that ever happened to you, Cal?
Oh, yeah. And sometimes if they're over attached to their story, you're really going to have to do work on secondary gain to get them to stop benefiting in some strange way from their old story. But, you know, if you have to do it, you have to do it, right?
That's right. And that's a really good point. Because if they are getting something out of that old story, for example, if they are a victim in some way, you know, a lot of people will come in and, oh, this happened to me, this happened to me. When we have clients who kind of have this victim mentality, things are happening to them, what's happening is that your client is basically giving their power away or is not embracing their own power, however you want to put it, okay? They're not recognizing their own control in some situations, right? And so we want our clients to understand that, you know, moving forward, you are going to have control over yourself, right? You're going to have control over the things that are going on in your life, and that is part of you, your new story. And then when you get into hypnosis with your client, you can use the universal pattern script, the high road, low road, to reinforce that change and give them an expectation for future success, right? You could also do future progression with them, which is in a lot of ways part of the universal pattern script, where you're having your client imagine their future the way that they want it to be. And so those two things combined, I think, are really important. One other thing is, well, there's a couple other things I want to mention. First of all, awareness is usually the first step. Some clients don't even recognize that they're telling this story. They don't notice that they've identified with this story. They think that this is the way that things are. And so you as the hypnotist can point out to them, you know what? That's in the past. It doesn't have to be that way moving forward. So I think the awareness component of you as the hypnotist of being mindful and noticing that they're telling this story over and over and pointing it out to them gently and telling them that things can be different. So awareness is always the first step. And I like to tell my clients, you know, awareness is the first step. And then once you're aware of it, then you can start to make change. So what do you think about that, Cal?
I'm thinking that what's one of the things that's so excellent about this is that as they're telling you what their new story should be, they're really writing for you. If you're present with a client and you're really listening to them, they're telling you what to tell them in hypnosis. We end, as Vipathers, every session is ended with a period of direct suggestion related to getting what they want. So they're basically telling you what to tell them. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. And it's amazing because when you kind of feed that back to your client later on, they completely soak it up and accept it. I mean, and I've had students ask me before, well, you know, aren't they really just going to remember that they told you that you're just repeating it back to them? And the reality is that clients absolutely love, first of all, when you're in hypnosis, you love repetition and you love to hear what you've already said. And sometimes they forget that they told you and they will accept and say, that was the best idea I heard all day. And it will be something that they already told you. But I'm glad you brought that up because the next thing I have on my list is get your client's language. So sometimes they will be using limiting language, right? So they will be saying something like, I always overeat. I always smoke after, you know, when I get in the car. I never, you know. So you want to look for that type of language and make sure that you are helping your client. Once again, bring the awareness about that to your client. Okay, that's the old way again, remember? Maybe you used to do those types of things, but because you came in here, now you have control, you have a choice, right? So you want to getting that language. So not only are you looking for how they're telling you what you want, what they want, you're also listening for the limitations in their language. How does that sound?
Yeah, you sensitize them to that. I don't know where I heard it, and this is probably a paraphrase, but the most powerful words you'll ever hear are the words you say to yourself in the privacy of your own mind, because you believe them absolutely. So when you can get them to catch that old story going, and then they can kind of just reject and start putting in the new story, the truth about themselves. That's where Seven Path is so useful. When people study Seven Path self-hypnosis, there's certain suggestions that we give ourselves in there that they can just interrupt these old patterns, these old ways of thinking, by just giving themselves the suggestions that they already know that are very congruent with what they want, almost no matter what it is that they actually specifically want. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. And then you start bringing more positivity into your daily life, in your daily moment, right? So I've had students of Seventh Path tell me, you know, I used Seventh Path the other day at Costco when I was waiting in line, and I just smiled, because you start bringing those things that you're saying in your mind, and Seventh Path is so great at helping us have some really powerful, meaningful, you know, transformative language that we can use and keep in our mind to say to ourselves to improve our own lives, right? So for our clients, we want to be able to do the same thing and point that out to them, help them have that awareness of what they're saying to themselves is so important. Another question that I like to ask, I like to use the word wonder, right? I wonder what your new story is going to be like. Sometimes your clients will just pause for a second and think, huh, that's a good question. And then you can start building that. Now, of course, you want to understand what success looks like to your client. And I don't mean looks like in the sense of only visual, right? You want your clients to embody the change and how they actually expect these changes to take place, and you reinforce that in hypnosis. But you get them to start thinking, I wonder what your new story will look like. What do you think about that, Cal?
You know, as I'm listening to this, I'm wondering if you could give an example of how you would transform some way of telling the story into a better way. Could you do that really briefly?
Sure. So let's say a client comes in and says, this always happens to me. After a couple months of dating someone, they will break up with me. It always happens to me. It's happened my whole life. You know, after 2 months, and I don't know why, 2 months of dating me, they break up with me. All right. Okay. Thank you for sharing that with me. But that's your old story. That's why you're here today. We're going to write a new story for you, but it starts with you. It starts with you loving yourself, right? It starts with you having the self-respect, self-love for you. And then from there, we're going to see where it goes from there, right? So that's how I would initialize that type of a change. Does that help?
Yeah, I think that's really helpful. I think it'd be helpful for the folks watching too. Please continue.
All right, so, and then we want to use powerful, we talked about this briefly, but we want to use hypnosis in the hypnosis session, use powerful hypnotic techniques like the high road, low road, like age progression, to reinforce all of these changes, right? So you're using direct suggestion, or you're having your client imagine, okay, what does this new story look like for you? This is the new way, right? So if this is something that is really resonating with your client and they really like the idea of a new story, a new chapter, right? A new kind of episode of their life type of a thing, then you can reinforce that idea through the sessions with them. This is your new story. Let's imagine what it's going to be like when you leave here today and you walk out that door. That transformation has taken place inside of you. So powerful. You're not the same person leaving here today as when you came in the door. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be amazing. And then you use, you know, your your techniques as a hypnotist to help them really feel inside how things are going to be different when they walk out the door, and then you pass it over to them and you have them imagine it for themselves, right? Because you really want them to kind of provide some feedback on how it's going to be when they walk out the door. It's amazing what clients will come up with when you kind of pass them the ball and get them to think about in their mind how things are going to be different for them. And of course, you as a hypnotist are there as a coach and helping them. You know, some clients are more, some of our clients have an easier time with this than others, so you are there to help them understand how all of these things can impact their life based on everything that they've told you. What do you think about that?
Well, I'm thinking, of course you understand that while you're having them at the desk like that, and you're having them imagine this and imagine that and start feeling the good feelings, that you're actually, at least at a light level, hypnotizing them.
Absolutely. Yeah, they're already in a state of hypnosis, and sometimes a lot of really powerful change happens before they're even sitting in the hypnosis chair, right?
Well, right, because as you engage that imagination and the emotions, and to some degree even disassociating from that moment into thinking about the future, you're fulfilling check the criteria for hypnosis. In fact, you could even do that in the hypnosis chair and then just have them close their eyes, say, I want you to relax as you're doing that. Use the losing the numbers covert test for somnambulism, have them deepen it out, and bam, you could use that as part of just an induction.
Absolutely. And I love doing that type of thing with clients because it gets them excited about their future and hopeful about their future. So I often like to end sessions on that very high, hopeful, here's everything that happened today, right? And we get to use the very, very powerful segue that we talk about all the time in these episodes. Now that you've experienced this change, you're going to be able to accept these suggestions more powerfully and permanently than ever before. This life of yours is moving in this wonderful direction, and because of all of these changes, whatever it is, right, you're having your client imagine these things take place so that at the end of the session they are feeling amazing. They have an idea in their head. They understand that things now are different than they were before, right? And so they end up leaving, and I'll tell you what happens. I don't do this with every client, but some clients clearly are telling a story. And so this is a technique for them specifically. You could use it as an undercurrent with your other clients too, but they'll come back in the next week and they'll say, oh, I have to tell you my new story. And so they'll start flushing it out in their head as they go home and do their self-hypnosis. They'll come back and tell you how they've worked out new areas of their story. So they start to really embrace this whole concept, and it helps them throughout the week. What do you think about that?
I'm just so excited about it. I'm writing my future story as we speak. As you're talking about it, I'm thinking about what's next. You're awesome, Erica.
Thank you, Cal. That's all I have. So, I'm excited now too. I'm thinking, okay, what's next in my story?
I know what's next in your story. You've got the NGH convention coming up, which is going to be a blast. And you've got a certification course coming up.
That's true. And I really hope to see a lot of Hypnosis Etc. fans at the NGH convention. I will be speaking on Friday. I'm talking about Get New Clients with Google on Friday at 1, I think, and then a 2-hour Friday night. So I hope to see you guys there. I hope to see you in class. I'm teaching a course at the end of August and another one, a hypnosis, NGH-approved hypnosis certification course in October. And you can find me at CascadeHypnosisCenter.com. My name is Erica Flint. You can also find me on our Hypnospace in the marketing group. I would love to hear from you. So leave a comment, send me an email, and introduce yourself if I see you in person. Thank you.
Well, I'm so excited. Thank you very much. Hey, we got one more video that's coming up, and it's going to be about working through your own issues in a way that we haven't covered yet that will make you a better hypnotist by far. All right, real quick, see you at the convention. I got 3 things going on at the convention. I got a free 1 hour. I got a 2-hour on age regression, get it mastering the essentials. And then I have a 2-day workshop, which is the big kahuna. It is a 2 days of really mastering it and getting certified as an age regression hypnotist. Like, for example, if you're certified through most organizations, they say, do not practice age regression until you've had proper training and certification. That's why I put together this course, so that you can begin to do that. And it's a wonderful way to take that first step to becoming a five-pather. If you're really interested in going, then you know what you need to do. Contact the NGH, let them know you want to be in my class, because my classes fill up and then you can't be in there, and it's just really sad. I want to see you in the classes. Also, October 5th through the 16th, with the weekend off here in Tustin, California, I don't know, 15 miles from the beach. Come have a nice warm October with us and get certified in 5-Path, 7-Path. Get your initial certification in hypnosis, or take your hypnosis practice to the next level. I also want to see you on, if you want to keep the conversation going, I want you to see you on Facebook.com/HypnosisETC. That's our fan page on Facebook. And also, did you know that Brenda, did you know that Erica have groups on OurHypnospace.com? And you just got to go there, join up, get in on the conversation there. All right, that's it. See you guys soon. Cal Banyan, signing off.
This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.